what Lady Them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
Brown bag.
Brown
bag. Listen here, brown bag pod.
We're back. Hey. Brown bag podcast. Hey.
164.
Uno, 164. One, yeah, 164. I still can't wait till we get to that Selena number. 512.
I was watching back a bunch of pods like the beginning because I was looking for ads that we did. And you said that in like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So I can't wait also.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, I've been saying that for a minute now.
We're episode 6, I can't wait to watch 512.
That's going to be a long
time. At our rate, we're not going to get there for like 2-3 more years.
At least, yeah.
Wow.
We've been at this like, 4 years? That yes. We're on 164 barely.
Yeah, this is our like going
we
on
We need to get it together,
year.
Motherfuckers. Hey, for all you complaining, I get it. We get it.
We've also like, we went from like 1 hour to 1 hour 30. So maybe today we do 2 for you guys.
Yeah,
people like the longer pods, I was saying.
And you know what? I've been at home a lot lately, mm-hmm. and I've just been like chilling, cleaning the pod. I'm always trying to find something new to do. I like longer shit. So I was watching a pod that I was really liking while cleaning the pad, and then then the pod fucking ended, and I started more to clean.
Yeah,
and
I get you.
And I was like, "What the fuck? What do I do now?" I was just mad as fuck for like, and then I started watching a bunch of random shit, like old best hits of the 2000s in football. That's my algorithm.
Oh, like
always,
actual hits.
Yeah, like my algorithm. Always,
I thought like hits like songs. You mean hits like.
Nah, it would have just been a
people
bunch of
used crazy. To really hit each other in football back then.
Yeah, nah, and then I watched like the best UFC knockouts of like 2025 or like 2024 or whatever.
Playlist is violent.
Mine is a lot of wrestling stuff.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
WWE wrestling or UFC wrestling?
No, WWE.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's all my algorithm. The more I talk about it, the more. What's that for name? Penta just comes
Penta
out of my shit.
Cero miedo.
Yeah, that, he also, when he does this, he's a blood. He goes from blood to Mexican.
Cool.
But it's really Cero Miedo. I like it. But then if he would have done this, he would have been throwing up
Illuminati.
You know, that would have been gangbanging.
A
big old, you know what I'm saying? So he would have just been, he's gangbanging all day.
I think any hand signal at this point means something.
It does. It
somewhere.
Does.
That's why only in the West Coast. That's such a West Coast thing.
Just, you know? Yeah, it is. Other people aren't, their brains aren't wired like ours. Because mm-hmm. we're just like, we don't want to. Never mind.
I'm just like if Penta was from LA, he'll probably just be like, "Hi," or something.
Yeah, exactly.
There's this guy.
But he's from Mexico, so he could just do it.
Yeah, he just throws up a gang of shit.
Because like cartels don't have hands.
I don't think so. The fact that Penta just be like, "Shit,"
yeah.
But also imagine like a wrestler like gangbanging.
Oh.
Like if there was a gangbanging wrestler, that'll be us. What's his move? Like shooting you?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, they had like.
I feel like there are gangbanging wrestlers.
They've had some like kind of wild gimmicks before. Like WWE had Crime Time.
Who is
that? Exactly.
Oh yeah, it's Crime Time. Yeah,
JPG
that was
and Shad.
Yeah,
I'm gonna just be honest. Two black men, their name being Crime Time, is very racist.
It was, bro.
A Vince McMahon era.
It was a Vince McMahon thing.
They were like from Brooklyn. They wore big ass Tims.
Why did they look oiled up?
They were. Yeah, they were.
Vince McMahon was a freaky ass fool.
Yeah,
Vince McMahon was Diddy before Diddy.
For sure. Yeah.
So he just hired
Crime Time.
But were they boxers? I mean, were they boxers? Were they wrestlers before he just got him like?
He just found like two black dudes and was like, "Hey, you know, I got a role for y'all."
I have no idea. Somebody needs to make a video about
most
the
likely
origins
wrestlers before.
Of Crime
so
Time.
The way, like, if you watch the Vince documentary, like a lot of people say, like they had a gimmick that they came in with, and mm-hmm. Vince was like, "Nah, I want you to do something completely different." Like Undertaker, like Undertaker started off as a biker, like that was his whole shtick, and it's like, "Nah, I want you to be the Dead Man." He's like, "Okay, so you basically just ruined my career by having me do this."
Well,
did it?
But it didn't, right?
No, but
so Vince had like a sick madness.
Yeah, like even like now how Kane is like the mayor of a little town.
Yeah, well, Kane's wrestler, like the wrestler Glenn Jacobs, he started out as a evil dentist, and then mm-hmm. they were like, "This doesn't work." Now you're the Undertaker's brother.
Yeah,
no, we can super nerded out, but yeah.
Yeah, wow. Crime Time. Too
crime
okay,
time.
Ladies, this is our part to just go cook some food. Let's go cook
crime
something.
Crime Time. What would be your wrestler name, Letty? Shut the fuck up.
What would yours be?
I don't know. I've always thought about that.
Duno's part of the bloodline.
Oh, like the Usos?
Yeah.
I'll be Tiny Uso. I'll be the smallest Uso on the map.
Even with the bloodline, one of them was already in like the WWE before, but they tried to make him like a super cholo.
Oh,
who's
very
the other
racist
one?
WWE.
Not the other Tongan.
And you guys love it.
The other Tongan?
Yeah, not dang, hold on.
This shit is fucking hilarious.
I forgot. Tongaloa?
Tongaloa. So you remember there's two, like, they came in on, like, the cholo bikes and all that shit.
Oh,
the
really?
But
bikes.
He was Samoan the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time?
Yeah.
But they made him Mexican?
Yeah.
That's comedy, yeah.
Do you mean lowrider bikes?
Lowrider bikes.
The Cholo bikes? Wow. So Cholo bikes. Very racist.
It's okay. You guys call him Beso Negro, so
no,
he can be
they
racist.
Called him Beso Negro. Yeah. And I just want to put it out there that Six is a black man if you're still questioning our integrity about people's races and colors.
I'm a black man until it's time to play the victim.
Yes.
God. Then I'll be like, man, I'm Afro-Latino, man, and they're just discriminating against me. I can't believe Brown Bag would do me like
this. Oh, my God. I'm scared.
Oh, my God.
Black until it's time to sue, baby. Yeah.
Wow. Black until it's time to sue. Wow. Black till it's time to sue.
Wow.
It's crazy. Look at you. What's up? It's your boy Duno's World. And right now you are watching Brown Bag Podcast. And something special we have for you. Shout out one of our sponsors, SeatGeek, where you can find all the best ticketing in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's the best ticketing app in the world. You know what I'm saying? The link will be in the description for you to go get your tickets. Get 10% off by using Brown Bag Pod 10. When you're checking out, when you're checking out your ticket, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. Hey, you see the little promo code thing? Add Brown Bag Pod 10. Get a discount on your tickets. So instead of paying $1 million, you pay $5. You know what I'm saying? And we do have a Brown Bag live show coming up February 15th. And you can also get your tickets there. So use code Brown Bag Pod 10 to get a discount, baby. I love you guys.
Has someone ever dissed you and you thought like, fuck, that's a good diss? Like, you can't even be mad at the diss?
Like ooh, yeah. They said I sucked or they made a joke and
like,
it was
they
funny.
Made a joke and you're like, fuck, I gotta take that. Like, I get it. Like, good shit.
Yeah, they called me a pocket-sized Samoan.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I was like, fuck, that was like, but I think the person that I've seen get it.
That's so cute, though. That's like a teacup Samoan.
I
like,
know,
so
I know.
Cute.
I'm a teacup Samoan. Like, I've always wanted to go to Carson and see it. People are like, Uso. Like,
yeah.
Or like, what a, like. Ooh, so
you just
Samoan,
need a
right?
tribal tat. You just need a tribal tat.
No, because their tribal tat is like buff. Mine's going to be like all tortilla.
Yeah.
All tortilla tribal tat.
They're not all buff. They're all solid, but like they're not all necessarily
nah,
buff.
Fool. They're
like Solo
big.
Sikoa isn't buff.
Fool, they're big ass fools.
Of course
dog.
They're big.
I saw this girl on TikTok pull up on my shit, and she was hot. And she was like a Samoan girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more I looked at her videos, I was like, should I start in the DMs? And then I was just going through like all her siblings that she posted, and I was like, I'm gonna just mind my business on this one, bro. They look fucking dirt. Food.
They look dirt. What?
For the 9-year-old was like 7 feet
oh,
tall.
They look older.
500 pounds. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, imagine breaking her heart.
Well,
imagine coming on the pod and talking shit about her.
Yeah, see, you won't do that.
You guys seen?
You won't do that.
Yeah,
you guys seen?
Because then
if she didn't text you on Thanksgiving.
And then I think even Samoans like. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have kept that to myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, trying to shoot a Samoan with a regular gun. I got to get an AK. Like, they're just big-ass fool dirt. If you ever been around, like big-ass six-foot black fools is scary, but big-ass six-foot Samoan is like, oh, this is going to sock me.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
It's like fighting fucking The Rock.
Mm-hmm. No, literally. Where I grew up initially in Lenox, we had, like, a little subsection that was just Tongans. It was like just a couple houses that were Tongan.
So Usos don't call each other Tongans?
No, they're
so
different.
Samoans and Tongans are different.
Yeah, there's different. But, you know.
Is that like Salvadorian Mexicans?
Yeah, so I guess similar. Yeah, they're just as big.
Tongans you know. Is a cool name.
Yeah. So
but what do they call themselves? Like you know how Usos
oh,
Samoans
like,
say?
I don't know.
They might still say Usos. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
they might.
It might still be Uso. I'm not 100% sure.
Are you going to reach out to me?
I remember my dad being like.
Spell Tongan.
Never a T-O-N-G-A-N.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember him being like, if anybody fucks with you, you hit him right back. And I'm like a little kid, right? He's like, but if it's a Tongan, mind your business.
Fool, they're big. Like, they're just like them fools are just my like food.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then if they're ripped, like if they're ripped, it's like for one of my boys, I actually follow him on the gram. He fights for like the lower division of the WWE. Shout out my boy Bronco.
NXT?
I think so, yes.
Yeah, dope.
He's trying to work his way up to like the WWE. And he's a big ass fool. Like, mm-hmm. like he looks like swole. And then I sent him a Pro Club box, you know, like show love and shit. And then he sent me his size, and I was like, you're not even fat. But I didn't think about how fucking just like that's scary fool. Like, imagine going to the gym in Carson.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm.
But trying. You're a teacup of those. That's
I'm
cute.
A teacup. I'm a teacup Samoan. So
the thing is too is that they're also like they have a lineage of like they've been. Warriors, like literal warriors and like fighters.
Us too, we're Aztec
for
warriors.
Years.
Yeah, but again, fool, they're like.
But like theirs is like their
like,
grandpa.
Imagine,
like us is like our 16th grandpa.
Yours.
Well, I guess, yeah.
I just.
Well, mine came and just did the.
Yeah.
like imagine now. Yeah. Like imagine they had a like imagine they had a Pocalito movie about like their warriors.
Yeah.
Like, who's tying them fools up to a pole and taking them through the river? Mm-hmm. Them fools is breaking the pole, fool. Like that's why when I look at Kevin Hart and The Rock, I'm like, I wonder if that's how I look next. I mean, I think I'm taller than Kevin Hart, but that's probably how I would look next to
The Rock.
The other day, and then when I shake Uso's hands, like when
Uso?
No, that's what they call.
Oh,
like whenever I see them, they'd be like, "Oh, we fuck with you," and they shake my hand. They pull you in without wanting to, and it's like.
You go.
It's kind of like on Friday after next when they see Damien, the son, he just got out of jail, and he brings in the cousin. I just got a brain fart.
Well, Damien is Terry.
Day-Day, when he brings in Day-Day, just goes straight. That's how I'd be feeling. But there's Usos that are like regular.
Yeah.
Like the homie Correct. He's a regular Uso.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's Simone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a regular. He just looks like regular. But
like
then,
a teacup?
But then he. Yeah, but he's still hella tall. And like just. And then they always make it to the NFL. Them fools are in the NFL all over.
Incredible athletes.
If they're not linemen, they're somehow fucking.
Well, a lot of the wrestlers were originally in football. They didn't make it to the league, and then they became wrestlers.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Like Roman Reigns played at Georgia Tech, and he was really good, but not good enough. Same thing with The Rock.
Shout out.
Real quick, though. Today, we spoke to a Samoan Mexican girl. And her name was Vanilla.
Oh, yeah. Her name was Vanilla.
That was her real
name. And her mom's name was Vanilla, and her grandma's name was Vanilla. She's Vanilla the Third.
Yeah, Vanilla the Third. That was her name. And she's Samoan and Mexican.
Does she look paisa?
She just called in. She was really sweet.
Her name is Vanilla, and she's Mexican and Samoan?
Yeah.
Damn, somebody's trying to be white over there, huh?
She said it was her, passed down. Like, over there, I guess they do juniors on the mom side, too. So she's the third.
She's Vanilla. But Vanilla's her real name. And I guess she's like, yeah, because I'm Samoan. So that must be a common name there.
Vanilla the third. Vanilla.
Yeah. Okay, but to the question, thank you for answering.
Yeah.
Vic, has someone ever made a joke about you and you were like, I can't even be mad? Like, that was
I think about really it every good. Day. A joke somebody made 5 years ago when I was on No Jumper. Somebody said the hairy man with the tiny hands. And I think about it every day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have small hands?
I guess so.
I guess like in proportion to his hairiness or something.
I don't know. It just, whatever it is, it struck a chord in my soul since. It's been 5 years.
I think about it.
Every day.
You're so
cute. I'm holding my girl's hand. I'm like, are my hands small?
Do I have tiny hands?
Are they really too hairy? Yeah. I'm just
like, you're fine.
What's a normal size?
Oh my God. For some reason, I thought you had like a ring, like if you were getting married. But I forgot on your, you got your bad boy, like, like silver.
I'm on my ass eating.
Yeah.
You think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though you like the tacos de tripa.
Okay. Yeah. So what someone clowned. Oh, that I look like the. What is that movie? With the little thing that rides the bike?
Saw?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said you look like Saw?
Nah.
In this truck with you? Wow. Because of your cheeks?
Because of cheekbones?
Somebody said you look like Saw? Why you never told us this?
Because exactly what you're doing right now. But I guess I had a photo that I was smiling, and they're like, "Come down, she fucking looks like Saul."
Damn, you can't even smile anymore. I don't believe that. Let's get a bike in here.
Let's get a tiny bike.
look, he put us a picture.
I asked all of that because someone low-key dissed the pod, and I was like, I actually see where you're going with this. They diss the background that we have.
Okay.
And they're like, calm down with the Ingles Sin Barreras background. And I'm like, bruh.
Bro.
That's legit.
No cap.
I never
that's
knew,
legit.
Bro.
This is, that shit looks this a lot like. People would buy six to try to learn English.
If you're Duolingo from like.
Exact, for sure.
Yeah, the original one. Commercials used to come on like the TV
and
when our grandparents
that
would watch
it. That's our background, Jose. Is that what you did?
Ingles Sin Barreras.
See, when once they said it, I'm like, bruh, this
damn,
is an
so
Ingles.
I would have, you know, I forgot about Ingles Sin Barrera. I remember my mom had that shit, and my dad made fun of her, and she never used it. He cooked her. Like, he was like, ah, cálmate, mi chavo. Like, he was, that's what they didn't want to see her succeed.
Because they get you in the supermarket. They had like a whole little thing, and they went up.
It was like a packet, right? It was like 80
and
bucks. It was like
yeah.
expensive as shit.
Yeah.
1-800-443-1111
Ingles Sin Barreras.
Why is it so many CDs?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. So your mom bought this, bro?
I think
the
so.
Whole
look
shit.
At that. That's
and
crazy.
And they cooked her.
Damn.
Yeah.
Jose, I remember
Jose,
my mom. Was,
can you get another inspiration for this background?
I remember my mom was going to. She was even going to. like night school to learn English, and she was kind of doing it for a minute, but I don't know why she stopped. Cause she was like, I really want to learn just so I can start working on the
baby. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
She should go now that, like, at the moment I was still in high school and being bad, so I think maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, but like now that I'm older, she should definitely try to I told her the other day, I was like, there's a gang of schools around here that they have programs like this now. Yeah. And I just found out that one of my best friends, her brother-in-law's an immigration lawyer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so shout out him. And I was like, oh shit, maybe talk to him and shit like that.
Yeah, but that's the diss that I felt like, okay, I gotta give him credit.
But that's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Blessing, but
I thought they were just gonna make fun of the fact that maybe it's kind of like a little basic because of like the LA view, but the fact that in Klesi, but if we'll be thinking about the most crazy. I'm telling you, when I saw Jakarta,
they cooked us.
And they said that he looked like he steps on cockroaches. That shit had me.
I don't get what, that.
Is there like a video that there's somebody looks like him that steps on cockroaches?
No,
or
I
what
just.
What are they saying? Are they saying he looks Indian?
It's also come from like my fan base of knowing that we make fun of him for being like Indonesian and shit like that. Like, like looking like. Because he's a big ass Asian. And he says he lies when he goes to Indonesia. They ask him, and then that he says that people ask him, oh, basketball. And he goes like, no. Because his dad's like 5 feet. I try to tell him that he's from the milkman. He don't want to believe me.
Well, because his brothers are short, right?
Yeah, and this fool's six. He's like 6'3", fucking 200-something pounds. Mm-hmm. I have Jakarta under Umar Tiger on my shit. On my thing. Because
his Umar name Tiger? Is Umar, no?
His name's Umar.
His middle name is Tiger?
No, I first met him, he like lifted his shirt up. And then he has like stretch marks, and the homie's like, "Dad, like you've been fighting a tiger." So when I just put him on there, Umar Tiger, and that's been
Where'd
his name.
Where'd you meet him? That you saw his shirt off?
Oh no! He had like a small shirt. Uh-huh.
He had a small shirt.
Not like a crop top, but he like lifted his hands and like the shit came, like
what
his stretch marks came out. I don't know. We're at the studio, and then the homie's like, "Damn, fool, you've been fighting a tiger lately? Do we have bylaws?"
We're back.
Do you even know what bylaws are?
Yeah, I want suits.
Hey, yo.
What's a bylaw?
Like, the wait, what? Wait, what do you mean? Hey,
there's
yo.
Only two genders, right?
Oh.
No, wait. What is bylaws? Oh, no, I meant like bylaws within our company of
Shout
Brown
out to
Bank.
Our LGBTQ
community.
Yeah,
that's not what I think.
We
I'm just repeating what
all.
They said
we
on
love
the thing.
You all.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. I was just repeating what is now reflected in the US.
Do you see how that's not funny? Do you see how that's not funny?
What is not funny?
The two genders thing?
Oh, I know. I don't know why they did that. I know there's like seven.
How many is there? Okay. Yeah. We love everybody.
We literally have
And we have our biggest fan base is the LGBTQ community.
No,
hey,
for real.
Shout out to our lesbian listeners and viewers. It's funny because was it Angie that said that she ran into...
Yes, a brown bag pod fan.
She's like, hey, I ran into a fan that's going to a live show. She's lesbian. And we're like, that doesn't narrow it down.
That could be any fucking body.
Yeah.
Half the crowd is lesbian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's crazy because they be dressed
like
Vic. Like,
and they love you, Letty. And I'm like, yeah. So
we know. Yes. Every meet and greet is a bunch of girls with their girls like, well, son, Letty, you're my path.
Yeah,
you're my hot pass.
How many times have I heard? My pants.
I love you all.
And then it's even funnier when they're like, even funnier. We're like, how babe? She's my pass.
Yeah.
Like, and then they'll be like, okay, well, Vic's my pass.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I thought you were gay. Yeah. It's like, it always.
One's
gets,
always in a Laker jersey. The other one's in a flannel.
In a flannel, yeah. Shout out, LG. Shout
Man,
out.
I love lesbians, bro. They support us so much. I've never felt supported more by a community down there. Like, you know, they really support
okay,
us
whoa.
That much, Six.
For what about the Latino community?
The Latino like, lesbian community.
I get what you're saying.
Double L.
I get what you're saying. Like, lesbians, Mexicans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like lesbians, the
like
lesbian
that,
community,
like the,
and then...
Like, the Venn diagram of Mexican lesbians of our fan base is, like, it's, like, Mexicans, lesbians. There's a lot of fans
Tortillas
either.
Tortillas, for real?
Then it's, like, the overlap
Tortillas,
is a lot.
Yeah.
The
that's sick. That is... And then...
Shout out to y'all, man.
That's why our recaps, you guys think it's a lot of guys, but it's really a lot of...
would you say?
They love us. They could turn to hate us soon.
Nah,
okay.
we fucking love them.
Nah, we love them. Nah, it's literally all love. Like, for real.
Yeah.
Did when
stick
fuck,
around to the
fuck.
End of the pod, we're gonna be giving away a what is it?
A Subaru.
Oh, we talked about that before. Yeah. Hey, when
it's
we
a
had
little crash, but you know,
but what's the car when we had the Jose's car was crashed.
We're
Subaru?
Gonna give away Jose's Subaru.
Hey, when we
our resident lesbian,
our resident
to one lesbian listener.
Hey, hey, does everybody have a homie that looks like a lesbian?
Like a guy, but he looks like a lesbian.
Oh, yes. I mean, I feel like we've all come across like somebody.
Who's yours?
Oh, man, off the top of my head.
You could say Jose.
No.
Jose definitely.
He's crying laughing. We hit a nerve. We hit something.
Who's somebody?
That looks lesbian. I don't know. You go first. You go first.
Smack looks like a dime.
Okay, I don't know if we can use that word.
Yeah, we can. Yeah. Okay. No. We talk about it with smack all the time.
Okay.
Smack.
Because now you're mixing communities.
Why? He embraces it.
It's damn near Jinx. I was going to say the same shit.
Our resident black person say
we smack? All agree smack looks like a stud for sure.
Okay, like we can use that word.
But like Drewski would try to get at smack.
That's funny.
Drewski has a thing for studs. That's like his thing. He has like a whole thing about it.
Which well, he kind of looks like a stud too.
Yeah, I think that's
probably why. Yeah.
For which homie?
We love you.
Letty, which homie do you have that looks like a stud?
Jose.
Damn, you don't have another one, Six? I mean, fucking Vic?
I'm trying to think. Not that I could think of off the top of my head.
And shout out to all our lesbian listeners and viewers. Yeah. Especially if you can take the jokes that these fools are saying.
Smack is crazy. Smack definitely like a stud.
Okay.
All right.
Dami Reed looks like a stud, too. Dami be saying that all the time. He be like, what's up, fool? He be like, fuck you, fools.
Oh, what so were funny. We talking about that this happened?
There's only two genders.
Oh, you bylaws. Boom. What about what does that even mean? Why'd you bring that up?
We're off camera. We're talking shit to each other, clowning. Because I threw my hat on you on accident, and then you were like, "I'm gonna sue you."
Run the clip. Was this an accident?
Run the clip.
No audio. Just run the clip.
We could run it. It was. She.
It wasn't an accident.
She projected it onto herself.
Oh God. Oh, because I said I'm going to sue Duno, and then Vic said a company can't sue itself.
Yeah, so then.
And then you said, are there bylaws?
Because of if there's bylaws.
And then Vic said, there's two genders.
Yes. We always go like a whole other route of what we have plans, man.
That's what's good about the pod.
And this is what makes us.
I love it.
We do want to also send love to all of the Hispanic community and immigrant community that feels
overwhelmed.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I think
we've been through this before, but also we like as far as like a Trump presidency and a lot of Latinos did vote for Trump a lot. So there is also maybe some people feeling like, okay, it's not really what the initial fear was, but there's still people in our community that feel very, very vulnerable to these immigration laws and the end of birthright citizenship. And I think more than anything from the shit that maybe is real or isn't, like when there was fires out here and they said that there was ICE checkpoints that turned out to be false according to reports.
Yeah.
And now we're getting reports like, oh, there's going to be like mass deportation in LA, Chicago, like they're going to have like a like checkpoints and stuff or whatever.
Especially like even I know the people from Colorado are scared because of all like the whole shit that's been going on with like the Venezuelans and stuff like that. So I think just do your homework.
Yeah.
You know your rights. You know what I'm saying? We're not experts on immigration law, but we all do come from parents of and things like that. So we're here with you guys. But like I said, I don't know too much. I can't break down stuff, but I know
and nor do we try to be like the political like pod or like CNN or anything like that. I guess I just feel like a big responsibility to our Hispanic audience because we all kind of feel that even if it's not us, our parents, our cousins, we kind of know someone. Similar to the fires, you know, even if you're not directly affected, you know someone that or you could definitely have empathy towards that. And I think that while maybe other people are arguing on Twitter that may not have a close relationship with someone that's really dealing with it and so then make it political, I want to just humanize it and be like, there's people that regardless of what is argued about, your fear is real. You're in fear of certain things. So my love to everybody that's like, there's people not showing up to work because they don't know if there's going to be an ICE raid or whatever. And that's because it was feared, like it's brought into their head by whichever side or by what they're directly seeing on camera or on TV, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things of like, Like Letty said, it's like we try not to be too political, but like, damn, this isn't even politics Mm-mm. necessarily to us. This is our real life.
Yeah.
Like this sure. is our, any one of us could pull out a phone right now and call our undocumented, you know, loved sure. one or yeah. something like that. And it's like, so it's like, it feels like we can argue about that to other people. It'll be like, no, they should all go here and yeah. they should do this. And they should.
Why do you want criminals here? We're not talking about the criminal ones. Yeah. Like us, just like anybody else would want criminals not to be a part yeah. of society if they're mm-hmm. not going towards the path, in the path towards, I guess, coming back as a better off yeah, citizen yeah. or whatever yeah. the hell jail is for. What do they say it's for?
Rehabilitation.
For rehabilitation yeah. right? We all want that. I don't like people thinking that we are for criminal people here.
No, not at all.
Of any status.
Not at all.
And I think that turns into the political part of it. It's like, they only mean the criminals, or they're talking about these yeah. people. Like, yeah, but when they look at us, they're not going to be like, which one of you is the criminal that we
yeah.
want out?
Yeah.
And it, like we talked about this on the morning show, it gives people permission to then start being hateful towards people that look like us. Even if it's not the direct quote of, hey, look at these people and treat them this way, it is a direct result of something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just start assuming more.
Yeah.
Becomes so, just be careful out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure there's a couple hotlines that you could call. I know there's like a couple hotlines you could call, so hopefully we can add something in here. But yeah, just know your rights. You don't gotta open the door for nobody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
and shit like that.
You don't have to talk. You yeah. can, like, exercise your right to remain silent. Ask for a lawyer. Don't sign anything. You don't have to let someone in your house if they come knocking and they say they're an agent. They have to show you a warrant. Similar to what's that movie where Macy Gray, they give her a fake warrant? It's a
Training Day.
Is it Training Day? They give her a fake yeah, and yeah, she yeah. reads it and she's like, "This shit's not fucking real."
Yeah. In order to
get into her crib.
Yep, yeah, and then they came up on a gang of shit.
Yeah, like, yeah. but like she asked for the
Washington.
Warrant.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah, yeah. Let me see your warrant, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, she was so fucking good.
And then
in that.
And then
yeah.
and then she believed it for
and
like
then she read it
and then she started reading it yeah. and yeah. then it was like some bullshit.
Yeah.
And he popped it out and then before he was training.
But by that part, they were
already that time they were already gone. So just be careful, yeah. like I said. Be careful. Yeah, tell them to fuck themselves.
Yeah.
Don't tell them anything, but
no,
yeah.
Don't say it where you don't have to. And don't create lies. Don't show them any fake documents. I think sometimes we get scared. They can't interrogate you. None of that. Like, just know you can be quiet. You can ask for a lawyer. You don't have to let them in your house. Like, it's either you allow them in or they show you that they have a warrant. You don't have to allow them.
And I'm pretty sure I know Bakersfield was going through it really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure there's like programs and stuff that can help around. Like I said, I'm not too caught up on it. And I don't know
laws
word for word,
here.
You know, stuff like that. But just ask your nearest, usually like centers that like, especially in Latino communities, mm-hmm. especially like in inner cities, they always have centers that will help you with that. Just so you can know, even if you don't get a lawyer right away, at least you have a paper with your rights just so you can know, just in case of whatever situation, you know what I'm saying?
No,
just absolutely. Be aware, be alert. And
just be smart, careful. You know, it's like at a point like this, it's like not that it was ever okay to, you know, do crimes or whatever, but it's like, man, if you're undocumented, you got to really understand that like this is the thinnest of ice of all times. No pun intended, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, I remember like I was dating a girl that, you know, she was undocumented and she had to tell me like, I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't put myself in no position to break
risk
any
that.
Type of
yeah,
laws
jeopardize
like
anything.
her existence was a lot more strict because she had this much margin of error. Like any mistake can, you know, send her back to a place that she didn't really grow up in.
My mom used to tell my older sisters that like, you can't be like your friends just mm-hmm. getting drunk and getting a getting a DUI.
That's
because
it is
because she's like, your friends could get drunk and pass out and they're gonna be, you could get drunk and ICE could put a hold on you and you get deported the next day.
Yeah.
And now you go from being raised in Los Angeles your whole life to going to a whole new place that you know you're not, you know, so it's just, I know how that could feel. Even with the driving, even with having licenses.
Be very vigilant, be very careful. Like,
and
just, now's not
the time.
People
that won't even go like Carlsbad area because they're too close, like they feel mm-hmm. scared of like that they'll get stopped.
I know for a reason for a long time my mom did never my mom was never like, oh, I'm down for SeaWorld.
No, ever.
She
San
was like,
Diego
fuck
area,
that
no,
they don't play that shit. Like now she's gotten older, she's like they went recently and stuff like that, but they don't play that shit. Undocumented people do not travel from Coachella Valley to San Diego through them little routes in the back because You know, they just, too risky.
But I guess it's important for me to send my love to those people, because fuck winning online with whatever argument, and you don't do your research and you didn't do it. No, I don't give a shit. I care about people's feelings.
Yeah.
And there's a big part of our community, especially, we're not the only immigrants, but we are definitely, I guess, the face of immigration or ICE when it comes to that, like political standpoint. And I care about their feelings. 100%. I see the anxiety. I see the tenseness, like all of that. And like, I just hope that, I guess, where you meet that, you're prepared. Where, like we said, know your rights. You don't have to talk. Yeah. Even get documents in order. Get emergency phone numbers. Get birth certificate. Like, get everything that you can. At least know what your personal plan is should something happen. And, like, my love to you. Because this nation is full of us, but very anti-us, which is very odd to me. Mm-hmm. And I will never be okay with anything that would... that would target us.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's just, to me, it's not okay. To me, even just the broadness of it allows for people to be hateful towards us. And I was telling Vic and the crew in the morning, for example, right? And this is not necessarily like something that was put on Latinos, but during the wildfire, there was a black family that was helping their black family get out of their house in Altadena.
Oh, people thought they were looting.
But people, because they were black, were saying they were looters. Like, not even no other reason. But because it was black people taking shit out of houses, they were looters. And that's not okay. And I don't think it's okay for it to be like ICE immigration, and then we get looked at just because of how we look at
there's
it.
Hella, how we look. And Canadian immigrants, white
and
boys.
And that's like... And that's like being uncultured, fool, right? Because people don't know, but Pasadena and Altadena have a huge
black community
that Hit Boy's dad is from there. We've talked about Hit Boy. Like, but you know, it's just like, people, it's just, again, the assuming.
And it allows for it. But I say all that to say, like a post like that.
For sure, facts.
While the post itself didn't say anything, all the comments are hateful and all the comments are racist, and then people get extra, right? And so that poster could be like, what? I just posted the video. I didn't tell him to act like that. Similar is the like throw a rock and hide your hand type of thing that the U.S. does or that people do here, where it's like, yeah, you know, we want those illegals out, right? And then people start going, spick, beaner, like go back to your country. It's like, what, they didn't say it, like, but you kind of allow, you encourage it without like being blatant about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, this nation works like that. It's in subliminal, it's in innuendo, it's in underlit, like it's in the veiled shit. So I guess my priority is the feelings of people that feel targeted and vulnerable, and I truly feel like I hope and I pray protection over those feelings, because that stress is real, that fear, that anxiety, your hair probably falling out, or you stressing out or worrying, or like fucking getting your back hurting because of all the stress, like all of that are real things that you may have to go through, besides already the actual real threat that you might be deported. Like, all of that, my love to you, because not all of the people that you think are going back to their country deserve to go back to their country, because they're literally here working hard as fuck for probably to keep nothing and paying taxes and doing a bunch of shit. Like, it's just, I see it with the people that I love, and they don't deserve that. And I just wish I could take that from them. Instead, I'm seeing people cheer for them to be gone.
And it's ridiculous, because now's the time more than ever. Like, if you are, you know, Latino, black, Asian, whatever, look at the inauguration. Like, did you see any black Latinos or Asians on that stage with Trump? I didn't see any.
Lauren Sanchez.
Barely. But you know what I'm saying?
She's
no,
also with one of the richest white men of all time.
Bezos,
But it's like,
yeah,
we're not being represented.
That wasn't me. That was Nelly, bro. Chill.
God. We're not being, you know, represented. And it's like, and you know, like those people that were on the stage, the billionaires, the white people, white men, white women, whoever was in attendance, they feel like they own this country, they run this country, and to an extent they do. You know what I'm saying? But they look at us all the same.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As less than, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, now's the time to band together, not spread apart and say mean, hateful things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People are displaced. People lost their houses. Like, you want to spread hate on that. Other people are, you know, potentially running from immigration. It's like, man, it's a crazy time, specifically in Los Angeles, but the rest of the nation as well. It's not a time to spread hate at all.
And I think, again, just learn what you got to learn. Be careful. Be safe. And, you know, keep your head high. Try not to stress too much. I know, and that's hard to say, especially,
yeah,
like, true. I wouldn't, I was born here, but my mom wasn't, and she still hasn't been, like, she's done, so she, I know how stressful it could be, because I've seen her be a little stressed in the last couple of days, but I was like, dude, I got you, you're good, you know what I'm saying? So just be careful, you guys. That's all we can say, you know, and I think Letty and Vic explained it perfectly, you know what I'm saying? I just think, you know, just, you know, because it could be a lot, it's
a lot, it's heavy, it's real life. I think what our goal is never to be, like, the heavy part of it, but it's, like, at the same time, I guess on my personal note, I really care about that, right?
100%.
And I feel like sometimes we hold back because we don't want to get backlash or people to say certain things or like it to be like, it's just, I'm not trying to hear that. I literally just want to get the message across to who may need to hear it.
Yeah.
That like, I just pray over you. I pray protection over you. And I hope that like as much stress as this is going to give you, you allow yourself to like free yourself from that, because that's just hate. Like just let it be that, right? And from wherever it comes from. Right. This is fuck. If it's not anti one thing or anti the other, it's just pro like the feelings of those who are vulnerable right now. If you have a problem with it, I really, you're not, I'm not for you. Like, the pod isn't for you. Like, so I guess that's just it. Like, we just got to be OK. Sometimes people are afraid to say shit because they're, and I'm definitely a part of that, too, where like, fuck, you don't want to say something because people are going to talk shit. Yeah. You don't want to be canceled. Da, da, da. Then, but honestly, like, if you believe in what you believe. And I really do believe we're fucking good people and we deserve to be here. And like my love to people that feel fear right now, I don't feel like there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
And yeah, so then to get comments of like, this is not what they meant, or you're actually fear mongering. No, motherfucker, I'm looking at the fear that I've seen. And I don't want that for our people.
And it's not like we're just going based on online. Like it's our personal lives.
Yeah,
too,
that's
you know?
The thing is like people will be like, they all need to leave. And it's like, okay, you say they, like, you say those
people. I'm like, what the fuck am I going to do without my mom?
You don't know. Yeah, it's like, you don't know the people that you're actually speaking about. We do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We know the people that you're referring to that are imaginary in your head. They're real people to us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, how would you want me to get rid of your meemaw? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, come on, man.
It's been a crazy, like, the beginning of the year, just the fires.
January's
invasion.
Insane.
Yeah, so I think everybody just keep your head up, man. You know, just be.
Yeah.
Keep your head and your socks up.
Exactly, and keep your high socks up. Did I tell you guys, and this is like we're pivoting a little bit, that somebody told me that Koreatown was more LA than Echo Park?
You did, and then you put a poll up, and then I pressed Koreatown.
Why the fuck would you do that? You did too, Jose?
To get you mad. To troll.
Really?
Okay, so what happened?
Koreatown.
I was having dinner.
Which town, what I want to know, who has better parking?
Yeah. Wow.
Okay. Definitely not Koreatown.
K-Town, shitty ass parking lot. Amazing food.
So this was my argument, right? I'm like, you're saying that Koreatown.
So you were on a date?
No. I was eating. I with a group of people.
Okay.
And
where?
And
in Koreatown?
No, we were eating somewhere in downtown.
Okay.
Okay.
Neutral.
And then they were like, where are you from, bro? And I was like, and I was like, I was born and raised like in Echo Park. And she's like, oh, really? I thought you were like from LA. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh,
and I swear to God. Yeah,
that's probably the worst thing that could have ever offended
Pull
you.
Pull up a map of LA.
Like, fool, I was sick, fool. And then I was like, where are you from? And before this, I continued this conversation.
It was a girl.
A lot of my, yes. So the argument is like, it's like, oh, she fucking wants to fucking argue.
Yeah.
But all my best friends are from Koreatown. Like, a lot of my friends, like, Jerome, Andy, fucking Allison, the homie Beto, they're Normandy and 3rd Koreatown babies.
How'd you meet them?
High school.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not too far from each other. We're not too far from each other. The Uso and me came out.
Yeah.
In LA. No, we met at MC.
Because
we're not
Echo Park and Koreatown touch, right?
It's not too far from each other. Yeah, like Beverly, like if you consider like Hollywood's not too far either.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah. But like so I ended up going to Belmont and MC, which is down 3rd, you know what I'm saying? So but they were trying to fucking have this argument with me and I was offended, fool. And then she's like,
Koreatown's definitely LA.
No. But I wasn't saying it wasn't LA.
No, no.
That's not my argument. Yeah. Like, Koreatown has beautiful culture. The whole city of Koreatown is like, a lot of people don't know, but as much as it's Koreatown, it's still overpopulated by Latinos, especially.
A lot of Central Americans.
Central Americans, Salvadorian.
Yeah.
You know, so the argument was just funny.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're trying to argue with me about what the fuck is more, was more late, and it was just a funny. It was like a cool debate.
Okay,
what offended me was like, oh, I thought you were. She was like, oh, I thought you were from LA.
That's fucked.
And
up.
I was like, wait a fucking minute.
If you type in LA in Google Maps, it's Echo Park.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Okay, so let's say there was like 100 score out of like what's more LA for Echo Park and Koreatown.
Okay,
I'm talking about what would you like get? Like, what would be
this is my thing.
Same area code?
No, I don't think so.
Probably a part of it.
Maybe a part of it, because historic Filipino town and Koreatown touch kind of like on Beverly. So it just depends. It's just one of those arguments it's like an in-house argument.
No, I get it. Yeah. But what? Okay, so Echo Park is what 100%, like. Because it's like downtown
somebody replied and was like, not with all the white people now. And I was like, okay, but we're talking about the overall history.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of Latinos there and a lot of culture there.
Yeah.
And then.
So rate Koreatown's LA-ness and Echo Park's.
I think when you're from LA, I think nobody could ever take. I think like.
Give it a score though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I would give.
They're part of District 1. Of LA. LA has like different districts.
Yeah.
District 1 has both Echo Park and Koreatown.
Also, you feel me? Those are primos, fool.
Yeah.
But she was like, oh, I thought you were from LA. And I was like, me? Dunoskis? I take pride in my city, man.
It says the first district encompasses Glassell Park, Highland Park, Chinatown, Mount Washington, Echo Park, Elysian Park, Westlake, Pico Union, Koreatown, Angelino Heights, Lincoln Heights, and MacArthur Park. That is District 1.
And those are beautiful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Highland Park, beautiful.
Was she pretty?
Yeah, that don't mean the argument was valid. Like, you're trying to tell me you're... And then I was trying to like... I was like, okay, so... I'm like, where'd you go to school? She went to a fucking charter school. You didn't even go to an LAUSD school.
You went to fucking Westwood.
I went to a bunch of schools. I went to Parvier.
You went to a bunch of schools? You
in
didn't
LA.
Hear anything?
And then I went to... I'm a very successful comedian. But what I'm saying is, I was like, the argument was not valid. I was like, as a kid, were you outside? Did you get... She's like, also being bad is culture? And I'm like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's part of...
I think you're in love, dude, huh?
Yeah.
No. Okay, no. I was literally just having an argument. But
you like arguing,
AI
though.
Said...
That's what I'm saying.
I said, is Koreatown or Echo Park more Los Angeles? And AI said, when considering which neighborhood is more Los Angeles, Koreatown is generally considered to be more central and representative of the classic LA experience compared to Echo Park. As it's highly
white people.
As it is highly populated, diverse, with strong cultural identity, deeply rooted in the city.
And I'm not taking that from there. It's literally in the middle of everything. It's literally in the middle of
So then it's more LA. That's LA. Mm. Well, not more LA, but LA. Maybe she meant like, I thought you're more LA, like more geographic LA.
For if you count South Central, South LA, you're not from Los Angeles.
Did she do that?
She said, she's like, oh. I thought
Why
you're from,
are you
like,
so
South
mad?
LA.
You're mad at her like you're mad at Thanksgiving, girl.
No.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Where are you from, bro? South Central. If somebody were like, oh, you're from South LA,
you're from East Los.
I thought you're from East LA.
What? Oh. You're a liar.
Well, people don't know there's rockers. See, I know
he's a rocker.
No, but I'm saying I know the rocker culture in South Central. Mm-hmm. Like South Central Skankers and all that. That's a but if
South Central Skankers?
Bro, am I lying?
Skanking
that's
is
a fucking one of the skanking, biggest ska bands that's in the fire. City of LA. They have they're
I just never heard the
South
name.
Bro, they're from South Central. But if I were to be like, oh fool, where are you from? And you were to be like, I don't know, where
South
you grew up in South Central?
Yeah, like
where?
I don't know, but where?
By the last 10 years, I was Slauson and Broadway.
Okay, he's from the Low Bottoms.
Yeah.
If I were to have told him, oh, bro, you grew up in South LA, he probably would have looked at me like, you're fucking stupid.
He would have hit you with a drumstick.
Probably.
With a drumstick. Oh, yeah, he's a rocker.
Okay, but the girl, you like her? Are you going
to
date her?
No. It was multiple people there.
No, but you're fighting focused to this on her. One girl.
No, she was, I asked where she what city she was from. Mm-hmm. She's a Koreatown. She's like, what city are you from? I said it.
But that's
I said,
his way, though.
I said, no, it's not
and
my
then
fucking
his
way.
His little fight.
Yeah.
His little debate.
I told you guys,
it's
new
a good
year.
Game. No, it's a good game.
It's a fuck you guys. It's a new year.
Yeah. It's a good game. Because
I'm trying to have conversations now, and everybody's like, oh, but what happened to this one? So fuck this pod and fuck that narrative.
Are you talking to her, yes or no?
No, I'm not. I'm literally not.
Do you follow her?
No. I met her. I just met her.
Who is she? What's her name?
She was nice.
She's
I'm not going to put her business out there.
She was hot?
She was, no, she don't even have huge boobs.
Oh, so she's
what? A squad. Oh, that's, I thought, where,
yeah, so, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
No, she was a fool. She was cool. We're just having an argument.
Okay.
It was just a valid argument.
Okay.
We didn't.
Because usually no one gets a rise out of you unless you're attracted to them.
That's not fucking true.
Thanksgiving girl. Thanksgiving girl.
No.
You have to give
no
us
more.
An update on her, by the way.
There's no update, man. There's no update.
She really don't fuck with you no more.
I don't think so.
Damn.
But she be trying to be friends with my friends.
There's a little bit of an update that I saw. So Jordan still like follows her.
Yeah. Yep.
So she, I'm gonna suck, I guess,
Jordan. I'm just kidding.
She has the notes. You know how everybody has notes, yeah, or whatever? Was like, oh wow, y'all really talking about me or something? Like, it was like I didn't tell her
on
like
your little podcast.
It was something to that effect. Like y'all really talking
and,
about me.
And then
Jordan was like, I think they're talking. Like, she's talking about y'all, and I'm just like, what else would she be talking about?
No, you know, but see, and this is my thing. Like, did I call her a bitch on the thing?
Yes.
I did.
But you go like, I bitch, like. Yeah.
Like, oh,
the way you say it.
It was more like a rant. It was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, man, I don't have no.
Yeah, like, bitch, don't hit my mom up. Or
yeah. Like, I think, yeah. No.
Bitch, why are you texting my mom?
I was seeing, like, the comments, and, like, it's funny because I saw my homegirls that are, like, they met her through me.
Yeah,
but
you said we all miss her.
Yeah, for I saw that comment. But I saw my homegirls that met her through me, Danish girl, she was, like, yeah, right there. And she's like, yeah, she was nice. Like, because she's planning like a cabin trip. And she's like, oh, I would have loved to invite her. I was like, well. But, you know, it was one of those things to where I was like.
It's okay. You got Koreatown now.
No, I don't fucking see. This is a bad narrative.
So no, are you talking to someone
no,
else?
No, I'm not talking to nobody.
He's
I
healing.
Told you.
He's
I told
healing.
You guys.
He's healing.
I'm on the healing phase. You know what I'm saying? I truly am. I truly am. I want to like I if I'm fucking around, I'm fucking around.
Yeah.
I respect that.
But.
Because it's not the best move to like spin into a relationship coming off of like a situationship, and that's what she did. So it's like good luck to her, but
yeah
because I
it's kind of like,
yeah, because she went from a situation like she went from like a semi relationship,
yeah,
because it was like semi into a I don't know the situation, right? But or maybe a situation is what it is. But she put that on her notes. Jordan should have been like, yeah, bitch, and what?
No, see, you just said, did I call her bitch?
Bitch is for everybody.
Beautiful, intelligent.
Beautiful, intelligent,
creative human.
That crazy.
Yeah.
That crazy human. Roll the clip.
Call back.
But yeah, man. So, you know, but yeah, that was the argument I had. Koreatown versus Echo Park, which I love both cities. Koreatown's a nice city. It's just wild.
Yeah.
It's just a wild, wild city.
I have to show you guys this. No, AI really scares the fuck out of me, you guys.
I know. You always tell us.
Like, it's
I don't believe
good.
Anything I see anymore.
Exactly.
Like, that Elon shit, I was like, that's AI. Nope, that's real.
Which,
doing the sign?
Yeah, the salute.
Maniaco ass.
Even Trump dancing with that Hispanic officer? Did you see
that? I was like, that's AI, that, right?
No, and it's real. But
she's putting in work for us.
She was hot.
It's so believable. I fell for this one. It started off with Bad Bunny looking, and I was like, oh, this might be like
Squid
a good
Games.
Netflix, like Squid Games, the album just dropped.
Like a promo.
So it looks like Bad Bunny was doing like a promo. But then they started, and then the next person, I was like, what? He's hanging out with Yaelin? And then I saw everyone else, and I'm like, that's crazy that this is fucking AI.
Yeah.
It some looks so
look
real.
Yeah,
some look like that Yankee bro.
Yeah, Don Omar look off too. Wait, thought the fucking Avengers were coming together, Letty? You thought every single.
Initially.
Yeah, no, I hear
but
you.
But this shit just looks too
just
real.
Animated, like. Was that Romeo? That Shakira?
Yeah.
Farruko?
But Yaelin and
Carol
this
G.
looks real.
Carol G look real. Carol
as soon
G
as I saw Noel, I'm like, there's no way they're
Carol
all doing
Carol G and Bad Bunny looked the realest. That's Raul. He looked crazy right there.
Yeah.
This is wild. Daddy Yankee looks crazy.
This looks like, do you guys remember Def Jam Vendetta?
This looks like the players?
Yes, this looks like Reggaeton Vendetta. Like,
okay,
if there
so
were
that's
like reggaeton male. Artists that could fight against each other.
Shakira.
That would be fire.
Farruko looks a little bit crazy. Poor Farruko. But they made them look insane. Like, this looks like that would be Carol G.
The one that looked the most realest was Carol G. Raul looks crazy, fool.
Yeah, I don't look like
they
him.
Made the, Don Omar
Don
looks
Omar
crazy.
Looks wild.
Daddy Yankee looks crazy, too.
This
who's that?
This is...
I don't know who that is. That's
you
what I was
do, you do. You talk shit about fucking...
Is that Kasu?
That's Kasu, yeah.
Oh, okay,
you talk shit about this next one.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Oh, that's fucking. That's the fucking bitch that took her man.
Stop.
Oh, I thought that was original.
She just did that.
I thought she was just left over from Squid Game.
No.
It was still with two in songs. Stop. Wait a minute.
It's a copy. But it just looks trippy.
Wow.
That was Maluma.
Yeah, all right.
That's a pluma. That's
I hate AI, bruh.
Yeah,
it's gotten me on some shit. That shit got me on some shit.
And then I'm wondering, how do people use it?
I don't even know.
Where do you guys go to use AI?
The guy at the Apple store was trying to teach me the other day on my phone, and I kind of got the hang of it, but then I forgot how to use it.
Were you just at the Apple store trying to get an AI?
No, I got a new phone. But it was just like, he was like, look what you can do. And I was just like, oh, tight. Yeah, I hope I remember scary. This after I leave.
But just, I guess it's easier now to fall for stuff with AI because they'll make it look like a video and a picture that it's so realistic.
Bro, I fell for the Hollywood sign being on fire.
Oh really? I knew it didn't.
I fell for that shit. I was like,
everybody was posting that fucking photo. I was like, nah, bro, it's not true.
Was everybody your page?
No, it didn't.
Rosecast Media.
Wow.
No, it didn't.
It pushed.
No, they pushed. They pushed that it was fake.
Yeah.
I was just talking shit.
Yeah.
I was trying to be a hater.
Do you see anything different about Vic? Vic, look at him, please.
Am I supposed to? Is there something different?
Yeah.
Do you know about what's different?
Anything that looks just more...
Your beard?
Mm-hmm. What about his beard?
It's growing in.
Does it look different?
It's grayish.
Is it glistening? It's grayish.
It's not
gray. Oh, it's bright.
It's like glittery.
Why?
Well, because I put this oil in it.
But he came to work today. Literally,
it was like bussing. Like it was like on the camera, like shining, like
glistening. Whoever's product it is, you need to hit them up, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
This is a great advertisement. He came in. He like stopped the show. I'm like, what the hell is going on?
With my beard.
Yes.
But is that like a thing? Is the oil to help like it pops, or is like you want to get it darker? Or?
I heard that if you wet your beard, girls will want to wet it for you.
You have a girl that you don't.
You also don't cheat anymore.
Yeah. I don't.
He never did.
Why did you say anymore?
Yeah.
No, I meant like. He never did. I meant like, nah. That's not even what I meant. Ah, see. That's not what I meant.
I know.
I meant like. I guess maybe I did.
Yo, the homie's a good guy. He don't even cheat no more.
Yeah, like. Like. I think
but his beard glistens is just tight.
Yeah, shout out his beard, man.
Shout out Botanical.
It's crazy because I was going.
It's supposed to make your beard grow as well, or just hair in general.
I was going through a lot of old photos and shit, and I found a lot of videos of Vic, and I was thinking about like,
I was skinnier,
blackmailing him.
No, not blackmailing him because I'm pretty sure he got me too. So I was thinking of like just putting them together, but I was like, wow, this fool, I've seen you through a lot of relationships, fool.
I know.
I have a video of when you had somebody's name on your hat.
Oh, yeah.
While somebody else was dancing on you.
You guys remember that 2022 video that we deleted?
Don't remind me.
But,
Whatever. But, like, I watched it. I thought I deleted it off my phone completely.
You forwarded it to Jordan?
No. That video's never seen the light of day again. But I was like, damn, 2022 was a crazy year for me. Like, just relationship. I was in 6 relationships. Like, how does that make sense?
Imagine how me and Letty felt. Like, I feel like...
I'm, like, looking back. Now it's, like, I'm more removed from it. Like, I'm like, that was insane, bro.
I feel like my 2024 was your 2022.
Yeah.
That's
like,
crazy.
Like, I went through... I'm telling you, I had
no vergüenza. Like I was literally seeing vergüenza.
Yeah, you
were a girl. We'd be like, bro, you're fucking. Imagine if one of the girls was like, yeah, I had 6 men this year.
Yeah.
If you guys would be like, bro.
And those are just the ones.
I'm like, what's up with the 7? You know, I want to be 7. No, but I was going through foot. I was going through a gang of shit and I was like. Holy, I didn't realize how many, but that's why I didn't mean like cheat anymore. Like, with, fuck, I'm digging the hole a little deeper. I didn't mean like cheat anymore, buddy.
He's not like that.
I've seen him cheat before. So the, no, not like, fuck. That's not what I mean.
Let's
just
move on.
No, hold up.
You're
not
trying to fix it, but no, you're just.
But it was funny because he had somebody's, he was showing off his hat.
Yes, to somebody else.
No, he was showing off his hat. Early in the party when he was sober, like, yeah, ma'am, my girl. And then later in the party, it was like the hat was backwards. You could see the name no more.
I don't remember.
By the way, that girl
was
a very nice lady and definitely.
It's the past. It happened.
On to better things.
I think
she was cheating
on God.
She was not. They just weren't made for each other. Okay?
Yeah, I think what probably happened was my hat, like, I hadn't got rid of it yet, but the relationship was already passed. So it probably just looked bad.
Because he said you shouted out that your girl gave it to you.
I said that?
You literally just said that. Didn't he just say that in the beginning?
I did say that, huh?
You just said that in the beginning of the video. Like he said, yeah, my girl got this.
This is going to be a great clip.
No, it's not going to be a clip.
Yes, it is. Shout out to views.
We're going
to
protect relationships.
Shout out to views.
Fuck no. You know how many people think I'm depressed? I'm sad. Because
of you, you made the whole pod about you.
I'm depressed about a lot of things at this moment. But yeah, man. You know what? Somebody, and then you know how many people, I didn't realize that you posted a clip where I was like, I want Thanksgiving. You know how many DMs I got of like, happy Thanksgiving? I'm like, bitch, it's January. I was so mad. We're like
you
11
wanted,
months
that's
ahead.
That's all you wanted,
you
though.
You wanted tension.
You wanted happy Thanksgiving. That's all you wanted.
Yeah, that's mad. You know, I played that song like, you know when you're like.
Isn't that album really good?
Yes.
It's a great album.
I reported Nova York. to UMG. I was like, yeah, I wrote this shit. They didn't give me credit. Take it down.
Why?
Because New York ruined his life.
Fuck, New York ruined my life, huh? Sick ass bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she posted. That's what this year I'm just working
He's
on.
He's no
man,
better
man.
Than you though, just so you know.
Yeah, when Not like the all. Movie that I've been working on comes out and I've been hearing good news about it and I'm touring the country. Exactly. And then
which movie?
I'm getting a billboard done.
Ooh.
Nice. And I'm gonna put it in Southgate.
Perfect.
Down
love
the street
it.
From her house.
On Firestone?
Which side of you is gonna be in the billboard?
What happened?
Which side of you? Like what?
I'm like a caring, funny person in this movie. So I'm like both.
No,
I'm like,
in the billboard.
Oh, what side of me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like is it gonna be like a
No, it's not. No. It's not gonna happen.
She's being an asshole.
How am I being an asshole?
You're not saying, like, what side of him is going to be on the
billboard? Why is that an asshole?
Wait, what do you mean,
saying?
What side?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
What are you saying?
I'm saying a fucking billboard.
What are you saying?
I'm a pocket-sized Samoan, not a big one.
You're making a fat joke.
I was.
Well, fuck you.
What side of you?
You're
fuck
the one
you.
That got it. You're no, the one that understood.
At first, I thought you meant like, well, I was like,
I'm a care.
He's like, I'm gonna be jokey.
Yeah, like,
I'm gonna show myself to side.
I was like, what side of me? I was like, I ended up thinking, I was like, I'm a loving, caring person in the movie. You're a dick, fool. Because I thought you were being serious. Fuck you.
I was like,
scary movie. I hate you. I mean, sauce.
Stupid ass.
But I was like, my stupid ass was going to be like, on my left side. Like, I was going to say my left side.
When she said, I was like, no way she's making a fat joke right now.
Because
he was just talking about
I was trying to express my feelings about somebody who broke my heart. And then somebody broke in my heart. Fuck, this bitch got me discombobulated. Fucking whore.
He called her a bitch again.
And there you go. And then he's like, did I bitch. Call her a bitch? I didn't call her a bitch.
Yeah, I love her. I wish.
You say you didn't care.
I do care. I'm not. Dead ass, like, I'll push it aside. I wish her nothing but the best.
Bro?
Yeah, no, because I don't.
She already had the best, though.
Yeah. Sometimes you might, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes your best is down here. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just, you know what I'm saying?
You're hilarious.
So I think, you know what I'm saying? But I wish her the best. I think she just, because everybody, I ain't gonna lie, one of my sisters was mad. She's like, that's wrong that you went on your, she's like, and I was like.
Oh, you're wrong.
She was kind of more saying it like.
The way that
she,
you
like, this wasn't a normal situation, so you maybe shouldn't have gone on the pod and talked about it like that. And I was like, but it's just how I felt, so I'm not lying.
Can we guess which?
And then, yeah, no.
Can
because,
we guess?
Because the other one was like, yeah, fuck that bitch. I ain't gonna lie. My oldest one is like, I'm little bro. She's like, I ain't gonna lie. She's like, I knew that bitch couldn't be perfect.
She was ready to see what
she was
just,
No. Because my older sister is also the type to be like, bitch, if you're gonna be a hoe, deny. Like, she's a 90s baby. She's very like.
Yeah.
Bitch, if you're gonna be a hoe, be proud, bitch. And if you're gonna be this, like,
I get you.
So
like,
she was,
truth. Yeah.
Yeah, she was more like, be that. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was kind of making more of a joke.
Yeah.
But my older sister's kind of more like, she's just more like, oh, well, I want my little brother anyways. You know what I'm saying? They're with whoever I fuck with type shit.
Yeah.
And then, I think her not being in the picture, I think Cookie and my mom were more hurt about it.
Yeah.
I think they were more like, this is somebody that we truly thought could be part of the family.
Yeah.
And it just didn't happen, but Cookie was like, I fuck with her, fuck you. And I was like, I feel it.
So then Adriana was like,
Adriana doesn't care about anything I do.
So then Cookie said, you probably shouldn't have talked about it.
I think she didn't say.
Which is the exact same thing that I told you, we shouldn't talk about it, because then when you get back with her,
if you got to roll with the good and the bad. But it, but it's just one of those things to where, like, I'm pretty sure her brothers are probably like, damn, fuck that fool, you know? Because mm-hmm. yeah. they probably, I mean, they probably were like, what's your side? But I think when it's family, you got to go with them. Like, my homegirls and some of my homies were like, fool, you fucked up too, though. Because my friends are honest with me. It's not like they're just yeah. going with me because huh. the pod.
And
but
you on, said that you fucked up too.
For sure. But in the comments, like, all my homies were like, damn, that's fucked up. That's fucked yeah, up. Yeah, they were just all that. Taking
yeah.
my side.
Yeah.
And when I saw them in prison, they're like, damn, you're a culero, eh? Yeah.
Well, I think the thing is that it's like, I think I mentioned it, but it's like, it was like, since it was kind of shaky, then going out there.
This is Erica, your cookie.
No, it's just like no. I'm just saying, it's like since you guys weren't like 100% locked in, I think maybe you dragged your feet a little with like making it 100% serious, locked in. Like, all right, you're my girl now. That left it up to like kind of up for grabs, and she was out there and she met the right person that in the right time.
For sure, for sure, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I like. It's like one of those things like, damn, I should have. yeah. So you should have.
Great album, by the way. You guys yeah. put me on.
It's good, right?
I wasn't
what's
trying.
What's the thing you miss the most about her? And then we'll leave. We'll leave it alone. Just like, what's something that you miss about her?
Where's the water?
Like,
where's
what made
water?
Her so special to you?
What made her special for me? Oh, fuck. Can you pass me water with somebody else? What made her special for me? I think what I fucked with the most. So there's like a couple things that I think fall apart, right? Because we can have the conversation about it. I'm strong. I think the caring part of it.
She was really caring.
Yeah, like when...
She was there for you.
For sure, for sure. And I just think when I was around her, it was like a vibe, fool, you know? Mm-hmm. Like we laughed about a lot of shit. She, yeah. I mean, we'll get into it, but my homie Rams just recently passed away, one of my best friends. And I was going through a lot of videos, trying to find videos of him.
And
I had a gang of videos of funny shit with her. Like, mm-hmm. like so and I think that was like the dope part where it was like a lot of girls would be very intimidated
they
by
can't
the fact.
Hang.
Hey, I think, and not just, oh, the fact that I have a strong personality, but I hang out with a lot of girls. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of girls in my mm-hmm. life that
beautiful
that
girls.
that are important. You know, it's not like, oh, that's just a homegirl, but and she got along with the homegirls. Mm-hmm. It was like one or two people that I think she had to get comfortable with. But when I brought her, like, this is somebody that's like very not opinionated, but it's my homegirl Maria, the one that lives in Baldwin Park. She'll tell me like, oh, I don't like her, mm-hmm. and shit like that. Like they were doing karaoke together.
Oh, that's tight.
Type shit and
shout out Maria, by the way, and her baby.
Yeah, yeah. She's the type to like walk in and buenos dias, buenas tardes.
Respectful.
And like she was like, yeah. So a lot of things played into the fact where it was like I was comfortable with her.
She fit in.
Oh, 100%. That's what it was too. Like with her, I didn't have to like she didn't have to be right here.
Yeah.
Cause that's the problem. All my homies are fucking. All my homegirls are like. Wow, the girls are shaking ass on their own. Mm-hmm. Like when we're kicking it with the homies, when all the it just happens naturally. I feel like in parties where like all the guys shift one way and all the girls shift one way.
Yeah,
and even like let's say like the guys are like having a conversation or doing their thing. I feel like girls automatically go like, oh, that's the guys. Let them.
Yeah,
she would.
She didn't have to be next to you. She could go
exactly.
Ahead,
yeah. So that was like the dope part I missed, where it was like where. Where she was kicking it with the gang. She was cool. Yeah. She got along with everybody. So I think that's like her presence definitely was like, bro.
If
like,
she comes back around after the Dominican guy?
After the Dominican guy?
Are you going to be like, come here?
You know what? I thought about that. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think, yeah. Sometimes you have to do that in order to find out that you're the one.
I know, but does that make me look weak?
You're
let's just say, like in a month or two, she's like,
would it make her look weak if you went to date someone else and then you came back to her? Because isn't that what you did too? Or you're doing too?
Yeah, for sure.
Because like
sure.
you guys realize that I'm not in a position
to where like...
Because honestly, the stuff you're mentioning, you weren't talking about she has a fat ass, the way she did
No,
it's genuine things that are necessary to like that you would want in someone that's your person. You know what I'm saying?
I was pretty girl. I was attracted by the personality. The personality was like it was dope. Like she was the type to like do shotguns with the homies.
Yeah,
like I'll be. She had a push-up contest with all the homies at a rave. Like the homies went down to go do push-ups.
This is
and she was like
my theory that Duno man Duno. Like, you know, like, maybe. Like and it's like it's a good thing, but it's like
she's a teacup Samoan too.
I told you guys she was a whore. She meant a whore. Whore shit. You know that might
but you guys could she's both not stop. A whore. I'm not saying she is, but I'm saying you guys could both stop. Together. You know what
maybe,
I'm saying? And honestly, long distance relationships don't work out anyway, dog. You'd be back.
But I'm not weeks. I'm not knocking. I just think like
trust I was, me, I know.
Oh, facts, facts.
Long distance relationship, bro. Motherfucker lives in New York, bro. Like
I don't know.
He's gonna be gone.
And what if and what if that's like an off-fake story? We've been ready for that shit for like ever.
We no, just, no, it's real. It's definitely real.
That's what I'm saying. But I don't know. I don't know how I would. I think my homies will be more mad for me.
If you get back with her.
I think they'll be like, damn, fool. Like, I don't think the biggest, like, scare about it was, like, if they don't respect her the same.
Yeah.
And they might not say to me.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to be like, oh, this bitch in front of me. But behind the scenes with, and.
But you said that even they know that tú también fuiste culero. So they would understand
but,
that
but
you
to them, it's like. Well, you're my boy, fool. You do no wrong, am I? But they're also honest. So I don't know. It's tricky. But I think at the moment, like, if let's just say she were to be like, hey, fool, like, you know what? I fucked up. Then I'd be like, let's like restart. But let's restart with all open. Like, let's just make everything very clear about what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
Because even in my homies, like, or even like.
I can't wait to meet her.
Because
you met her.
You met her. You just don't remember, fool. Yeah. You just don't remember.
Well, I said, show me.
I'm fucking blocked, fool.
You said you have videos.
I know. I got to find them.
Okay. Hey, do you still have the sauna at your house?
Yes.
How's that going?
I haven't really been using it, to be honest. I've been like at the gym. I just haven't been posting because. I always get backlash because it's just like a restart. So I've been.
You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You look great.
I've been going.
You're looking like literally. I saw you when you came in. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. And then you thought I was joking.
You know, I know. What, Dick? You also just made fun of me on a billboard. like.
Yeah, you never know. You're like, wait, friend.
I'm like, Letty. I don't know. I ain't gonna lie, you guys. People are like, Letty has the most like low key jokes, fool, and I'd be like. Oh, this little motherfucker.
I know. Sometimes he's like, did she just make a joke? Or
yeah. You know what it is? It's your
delivery.
And you're smart. Mm-hmm. When you're smart, you're, and I think naturally your brain goes like, I could say something that nobody would catch. And then I'll catch it even 30 seconds late, but I still caught it, fool.
And then inside your brain, you're like.
And then I'm like, oh, this fucking little fucker.
He texted me the other day because I'm like, I love you. And like, literally like. Yeah. I love you so much, even if we don't talk a lot. And then he started opening up, and I left him on red. He was
like, "Did I?"
Yeah. Hold on.
When I'm telling you, you're a fucking dick.
yeah. When you were telling me I'm a dick, and then to me, I'm not a dick. I just clown him.
Yeah.
But he was really opening up.
Aww.
And then I left him on red.
What a dick! That's fucked up.
That
fool.
Is fucked up.
That's mean. That's mean of you.
Yeah.
That's very mean of you.
Hold on, let me look forward to it.
Letty would randomly text me on a Saturday morning and be like, I love you, fool, take care. And I'll be like, are you?
You don't respond to me either, pendejo.
I lag sometimes. Because I don't know if you're joking, fool.
That I love you? I'm not joking that I love you. So I said, oh, it's when I told you about my big news.
Oh, yeah.
He said, I'm proud of you. I'm proud always. For my big news. He said, sometimes you can be a dick, but I'll always be happy and proud and ride with you. And I said, yeah, I've been a dick. I'm sorry. I love you. He's like, I love you, but sometimes I feel like you'd be throwing shots at me and I'd be confused. Like, damn. And then I left him on read.
What a dick, bro.
But he was really opening up to me.
I was like, hey, fools. I don't know if you're joking.
I'm trying to hear all that shit.
Yeah. What I'm saying, bro.
Real friends.
Come on, man.
That's real friendship.
Yeah. You're doing too much right now.
But you know who's like that? I'm like that with Jakarta.
Oh, really? He's like opening
like,
up.
I'll be like, oh, what's up, though, fool?
Yeah, I'd be like that with Swift, too. Because like he goes on these like random rants at midnight, 1 a.m. And be like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, like, we're going to make it this year. I'm not making fun of him, but I'm just saying, like, the shit, like, he just like opens up, you know? And then I'm just like, next morning, I'm like, my bad was asleep. Like, like, I don't acknowledge anything he said. Like, I don't mean to be mean, but I'm just like, I'm not in that same mindset that whatever he was in at that time. Yeah. I'm waking up. I'm starting my day. Like, I'm not trying to be vulnerable with the homie. Like, he was probably lit or something.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It's a certain mindset that you got to be in to be like, nah, bro, love you too, bro. We gonna make it. We brothers. Like, sometimes you get lit together. You're just like, you have deep talks.
Yeah.
He's having like a one-sided deep conversation. Deep talk, yeah. And it's like, I'm not ready
for you to like reciprocate. I'm not ready for you're that not right, there now. Right now.
That shit is funny. Jakarta be like.
So he does the same shit?
Yeah, 1 a.m.
They need
too.
To talk to each other, dog. Yeah. At 1 a.m.
He just be like, nah, but you know, bro, like. Cause I'll be on his head. Like, hey, fool, come on, fool, get your shit together. Like, you're talented. Like, we be.
He's been on it, though.
Yeah, he's been on it. And then he'll randomly be like, nah, fool, I, like, you know, like, I just want to. And I'll be like, all right, bro.
What a dick.
I'll call him in the morning.
Yeah.
He's going to sleep. I'm waking up.
Yeah.
And he'll be like, I'm going to sleep, bro. Bye, bro.
Yeah. Now and it's upset.
I just think it just happens like that. I just naturally.
You just have to be in that same kind of mindset when someone opens up to you. Unless you're just like naturally, like you could turn it on anytime.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you about this because I didn't know this was a thing, but apparently people do not like the Juan Gabriel song, Así Fue. I'll play a little bit for you before we get like tagged on YouTube or anything.
Oh, yeah, we get for like.
So some comments that I saw on the Soul.Mexican page is, can we find another song? That's stupid music. Juan Gabriel turning in his grave con esta pinche canción. This song. Oh, wait. For real, I got tired of the same darn song. ¿Cómo que dice? Is there no other song that can be used when it has to do with Mexico? I mean, we got other music songs, not just Así Fue. And I feel like, I don't think this is a song that is, like, crazy used.
I
love Juanga. Like, my mom plays him all the time, and I play him all the time. I feel like El Rey would be the one that when we think of Mexico, we think of El Rey. Or any Chente song.
I just think it's a social media thing.
I don't think any of those songs could get played out.
True.
Like any of the classics, I think it's
that's
like,
just people hating like, on greats.
That's like the equivalent of saying like, what's the song? Why am I drawing a blank right now? Ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
Yeah.
Like, so tired of that song. Never get tired of that song.
Can we have another song that represents LA?
Never. Yeah. No, we can't have anymore. That's the one.
I just think like with everybody like I think they're going based off like the trend when like. When like even like when the Mexican flag rises or when people are protesting, it's the instruments is like very empowering.
So if
anything, that's a fucking good thing that somebody from Mexico that made an empowering song with dope instruments, it's empowering our people. You know, I think it's dope. It's just
the real question.
People are gonna just find a reason to be mad for you. You can't. Yeah. It's like telling people not to play Amor Eterno when they're thinking about stuff like Juan Gabriel. I didn't know, but. My mom was actually giving me a lot of history about Juanga the other day. Mm-hmm. So he was a foster kid.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. And
Yeah.
So his mom gave him up because she had too many kids, and then he ran away from his foster parents and went back to his mom, and then he was in jail and a lady found him in jail when he was I think he was singing in the jail, right?
Yeah.
And then that's how he started writing. Then he became Juan Gabriel. She was just kind of.
I know he was always was like. Tripping.
Gave away the franchise player?
No, fool. Shavik. I know what you're saying. That sounded crazy.
She's imagine, tripping.
Imagine, like, you give birth to Juan Gabriel. You're like, here you go.
What the hell?
But my mom was kind of just giving me a little history about it. And,
I know it's like a history, and with his mom especially, I think he was always yearning for her love. Mm. I don't know the backstory too crazy. I know there's like biopics and that. But I think she used to clean houses and he bought the house that she used to clean for her or something. And I think now it's a museum.
Definitely.
That was a crazy story, definitely. And my mom was also telling me that certain songs that like he made, he allowed Rocío Duque to like do most of the
Durcal.
Singing. Yeah. What is it, Durcal?
Durcal.
She was kind of putting me on, but she, like for Amor Eterno, he wrote that for his mom.
Wow.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, like, I just thought it was a love song.
No, it's to his mom.
Yeah, he wrote it for his mom, and then, so she was kind of, like, putting me on and shit like that, but you can't be mad. Those are great songs.
What we really need to find out is who runs those fucking pages. I need to hear them talk Spanish. Who runs Soul.Mexican? You know what I'm saying?
Like, let's make sure it's a Mexican.
Yeah, like, what? Like, why are they trying to tear down that song or even spark a conversation? Because pages like that have the power to spark a conversation that didn't exist before.
He was, so, Letty on the Post, were they saying that, like, people in the comments were mad or they were saying that?
No, they posted comments of people saying they hate this song. And then everyone in the comments is like, retire suavemente instead. And I was like, we don't do that.
Hey, we like that.
That gives me
that connects us to Six's, you know, culture.
Well,
How?
Black people love
Tijuana. They love Suavemente. No,
oh, wait. I'm like, wait, how?
They love Suavemente.
Like, who do we like? We like Suavemente and we like La Trona.
La Trona.
Yeah. You can't erase that. That's the bridge. That's the bridge to the other side.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy? Every time I'm with my black side of this industry, and like my friends, like Six and Tiro and them, and somehow there's music playing, they go like, "Duno," and then they play Suavemente.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm like, "Hey, you fucking bitch!
That song is the
what
bridge.
The fuck?
That song the is bridge, the bridge, bro.
That song is the bridge, Suavemente.
It's all about the way the song starts, for sure. Yeah. Like Suavemente, like it's he's loud, he's loud, he's active. But then like La Trona, it's for sure.
We're like,
oh shit, we want to be a part of this.
Me and Pun is March 10. I'm March 9. Uh-huh. And Pun was like, I walked into his party, they're like, "Dude, I was here." They pull a chona right away. I was like, "What the fuck?"
It's the
bridge. And they're like looking at us like, "Dance." And I was like, "Dude, what the fuck is going on?"
You're like,
on?
"I'm not a dancing
they
Mexican."
They want to make you feel welcome.
Were, yeah, it was like
when Heather gave us the Mexican candy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But it was funny because it's like, I walk in the party and it's like some Crip shit going on. And then
everybody has a
like,
box to go.
And then all the brown people walk in. They're like, "Duno, hey," the DJ's fucking right away. He already knew what to do. It was a learn, I think.
Yeah.
He was like, it went from like, "Ain't no fun" to "na na 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 na." And I was like, "Dude, this is fucking racist, but I love it. Let's do it." But that shit was funny. That is a bridge. I never thought about
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
so definitely don't retire. So
no, we cannot.
Or don't retire.
We need it for black and brown relations.
Yeah. Don't retire any of those. You can't
retire
any.
Así fue.
That is crazy. I'm moreterno, so you can't retire.
But you said you understood when we were prepping for this. You said you understood why.
I think people are just overhearing it be played for everything. Like,
yeah.
Like it'll just be somebody coming home from the military and it's like, da-da-da. Like, so I get it. Sometimes it's like it'll just be like a plane with a Mexican flag on it. And it's like, da-da-da. And it's like,
hilarious.
All right, what the fuck?
Oh, when the planes of the firefighters were coming in.
And it's like, da-da-da.
From Mexico
like,
to help the wildfire.
It's
going to
be like a new theme song. It's like a theme song.
But
now.
It is.
I know, it's our song. I can see like where people are like, dude, let the, like, can we just hear the planes, their motors, you know? Like, but I get it. I get why people.
So should a song be retired? Do you have any song that should be retired?
Retired.
That you would hate hearing? Nobody? We just love all music?
Oh.
I'm trying to think.
I know you hate that Maná song.
The Oye Mi Amor?
Yeah, I know you
It's
hate
such
it.
A classic, though.
I love it.
Like, if I'm already... Like, what I
his rockero purism, his, like...
Yeah, my mom and then be like, ah, esa música para los nacos. Yeah. Like, it's for the rich white kids from Mexico. Mm-hmm. Like,
Las Fresas.
Las Fresas. But... It's still one of those songs too. The minute it comes on, dun, everybody does like everybody in the Quince could be eating and then just.
And it's a good yeah. I like rock and español dancing because anyone can dance it.
And then you know that Tren al Sur is right around the corner.
Yeah,
like they're about to play it soon. It's coming.
Yeah,
it's coming.
They're not even Mexican. They're from Spain.
I know, but we love that.
Los pistoleros. That's where Sucker Free's from. Los Pistoleros.
Really?
That's the clicker thing.
Oh, shit.
The shooters.
Whoa.
God.
Shout out to them.
What about you, Vic? I don't think you can answer this as a 73% Spaniard.
You know, we should just incorporate more Rosalía into the culture. I think we just need a lot more of that. You know what I'm saying? A lot more Enrique Iglesias. You know what I'm saying? We could use a lot more
I
of that.
Be your hero, baby. You could put that over there.
I don't even know that song.
Yes, you do.
Enrique Iglesias? No, he might not.
Damn.
I never.
That was like 2002.
You know,
hey, you know what's crazy? When that fool was like supposed to be like the hot guy, he was wearing like the most basic shit ever. It was like a plain tee of like a plain like regular
like a Hanes,
yeah. Like a Hanes, mm-hmm. and some jeans and sandals. And girls
it was
were like,
that
yeah.
era guy.
And every girl's like, oh yeah.
But he got Anna Kournikova.
Yeah.
Who's that? I don't even know who that is.
Bruh,
a tennis star,
tennis player,
Baddie.
And I think they're still together.
Yeah.
Anna Kournikova.
Yeah. Look,
he got a white girl off his looks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's white.
I'm pretty sure she's like Russian or something.
Yeah, it's like she was a. Yeah,
she's like a Russian.
Russian
star.
Tennis player.
Yeah.
And bad. My thing is like.
She's thick Russian. She's like Iggy. Oh. Even though Iggy's Australian.
Have you ever seen Once Upon a Time in Mexico? He's in that.
Who?
Enrique Iglesias?
Damn, he's not even Mexican.
I know.
Yeah, he's
Antonio
not.
Antonio Banderas isn't either.
Oh, yeah. Antonio Banderas isn't.
He wasn't Mexican?
He's Spaniard.
Don't do that to me right now. Don't do that to me.
Don't do that to
you
right now?
I'm not ready for that.
Antonio Banderas is in.
Yeah.
He's not Mexican?
Anna Kournikova.
Oh, let me see. Anna Kournikova.
Kournikova. And in, and playing tennis, vibes.
Yeah, she had the little.
Yeah, she was. Skirt. Yeah, she's a bad one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, she was a bad one. Her fit's trash, though.
Nah, that was the 90s fit. That was
that's what
the,
I'm saying. Like this fit.
The low rise, the.
Like this right now, if I were to. Like, this you? Looks crazy. Ricky Martin or Enrique Iglesias? Who's better?
For, who do you think? Who would you rather?
Can you give me the two of their most famous songs and I'll go based off that?
She Living Bangs? La Vida Loca.
Whose song is that?
Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin. He wins.
Living La Vida Loca.
Oh my God, Shrek?
Yeah, he wins off that. Yeah. Yeah, he wins.
Yeah.
Anna Kournikova. She was just bomb. Yeah. Shout out her.
And for, who was Enrique Iglesias' first song?
Hero.
That's not his first song.
No, it's not his
Hero
first song.
Hero is like one that you would know.
What was this?
Like, Bailamos.
The night's the, yeah.
Bailamos.
The night.
I know Enrique Iglesias from back. Like my mom would listen to him when it was Spanish music, and I know that song.
Oh,
let me see if you know one of the Spanish ones. Let the
rhythm take you over, my lamos.
Viva la
quiero,
viva la vida loca.
Te quiero.
Yo.
Oh, you know, baby, I like it.
Oh yeah.
That's Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Baby, I like it. It's hard.
Yeah. That was actually
a
banger.
I know
like
the Spanish Enrique.
I'm gonna go with. Dan, I'm gonna go with Enrique Iglesias.
He has some bangers.
Baby, I like it. I heard that shit at City Walk a couple times.
Yeah.
When you're walking down City Walk. Yeah. Baby, I like it. The way you move
sometimes
on the
I
floor.
Sometimes I sing Si Tu Te Vas a lot, and it's just like, it's super old school. Like
what's that?
Can, nah, you guys wouldn't know it.
Is that Camisa Negra or that's Maná?
No, that's no, Juanes.
That's
Juanes. Holy fuck, I'm all over the place.
Juanes, Experiencia was,
Juanes had some bangers,
Experiencia
too,
Religiosa is one of his first bangers.
So this is Spaniard on Spaniard beef.
This is the Enrique I know.
Yeah, with the mole.
With the mole, 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 mole.
Damn, I forgot rid of the mole?
Yeah, he got rid of the mole.
Damn, he wasn't proud of the moles.
Mm, it was like
that was his chunti side.
You know this one.
Yeah, but the mole should be in the museum.
You know this one. You're at City Walk?
With Pitbull.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, Enrique Iglesias. I know. Na, 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 na. Oh, what? Enrique Iglesias is killing Ricky Martin.
Yeah. Y'all play Living La Vida Loca.
No, don't play. I know what Living La Vida Loca sounds.
Honestly, that
if that's I'm a going to choose my favorite Spaniard right now, Ricky Martin or...
Well, Ricky Martin was, I think, Puerto Rican, though.
Leti, what the fuck?
This is how they think all Latinos are.
Someone needs to sample this.
It's like a drill beat.
Yeah.
What ethnicity is Ricky Martin?
Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Okay, so we're going Puerto Rican on Spaniard beef. I gotta choose one. I'm gonna go with the conquistador. I'm gonna go with the Spaniard, bro. Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, and he has a dad, Julio Iglesias. We all have dads, but he has a dad that was also a singer.
Yeah. Oh, you speak French now?
What?
We don't all have dads.
We all have dads.
Everyone had a dad at one point.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, you speak French now?
I don't get the French part.
We?
How you talk about Drake? We a lot. Oh, you speak French now.
Oh, yeah, we talk about we a lot. I'm trying to do what you were doing. Right now, you're like, stop.
You wait have a dad. Minute.
I know, but you said we, Drake.
We all have
I thought
dads.
I was a slow one, fool. Get it
we
together.
We all have dads.
Oh, you speak French.
If they
now.
Were present, is another story. We all have dads.
Well, I didn't have Christmas for a long time.
Okay.
Because he wasn't.
But present. His dad is. ¿Qué dijo?
He said, I didn't have Christmas for a long time because I didn't have presents.
He wasn't present.
He wasn't present. Bars.
That's bars.
Over
but
your head.
I like when Enrique talks like, ¿Qué cosa pasa?
¿Qué pasó, boludo?
Yeah, the list.
I'm going to go with Enrique Iglesias over Ricky Martin. Had nothing to do with sexuality, just a lot to do with the bangers he was making. Mm. Yeah, he was making bangers.
You didn't
he
like
was.
Ricky Martin's bangers?
Ricky Martin had kids.
Yeah. So did Juan Gabriel, and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Juan Gabriel had kids?
Yes.
Yeah.
He had a life.
Hella kids.
He had kids with his best friend.
Yeah.
Hold on, you're blowing my mind right
Juan
now.
Juan Gabriel had kids.
I thought you knew that.
So there's right now, is there like a Juanga Jr. right now?
I don't know. I don't know if they're singing.
Where are Juan Gabriel's kids? When he passed away, there were a lot of them coming fighting. Out of the coming out that he had them. Well, wow.
Cause he's, I think, well, I'm not 100% sure, but I know that I think he was stating that he was leaving them things
And a lot of the core family was not like about that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think he left everything to his kids. But that's why he said, my mom always says this bar. She always goes like, what's it called? Lo que se sabe no se pregunta.
Yeah.
And that's what, I think that was like his thing about like him being kid
yeah,
coming
out. Yeah, they asked him about his bro, sexuality.
He makes so much bangers.
Yeah.
Like my mom was like giving me like a breakdown of that fool. And I was like, damn, this fool's a legend, fool. And do you feel like people slept on him for a long time?
No.
I don't think so.
He got popping early.
Yeah,
I feel like he was always a fixture.
What about like in America? Like maybe over this here? Is just me being younger.
No, you
like,
know why he never did crossover? Like we're just talking about Ricky Martin and Ricky.
Oh, they went.
And at some point they were Spanish, and then they crossed over to English.
They went to like pop English.
Well, Juanga would never. He said my music, I write it, and it sounds the best in Spanish. Like in English, I can't translate my feelings.
He didn't make an attempt to crossover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that correct? Like
which is more fucking gangster.
That was some gangster shit. Yeah, hella kids.
Let's go. Bro, I want to talk to them.
Well, I think one of them is a singer.
Huh?
I think one of them is singing.
Bro, we should support that.
That's fine.
That'll be fuck. Talking to Juanga, I have so many questions.
Juanga Jr.?
Like, what do I tell Juanga Jr.?
Amazing.
Like, hey, if we just sing, hey, if we just do the dun dun dun.
Which one?
Bum, 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 bum. No, just the beat of that one song.
Which one?
The one we're just playing. Like, yeah. Just have him do the B and shit like that. That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out Juanga, man. I have a dope shirt. One of my favorite shirts that I always get a reaction on is the Paisa Boys Juanga shirt.
Yeah, the Paisa Boys.
Everybody's always like, that's what's up, dog. Juanga, fool.
Here, Juanga.
Yeah. Lo que se sabe no se pregunta. Juanga's amazing.
It's in the bylaws.
It's in the bylaws of the brown bag.
Yeah.
It's in the bylaws of the.
Do you guys have something you want to talk about?
Yeah, I really want to talk about this thing that's really important to me. SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. I love SeatGeek.
SeatGeek. You can get $10 off.
There go, baby.
Zoom in on big.
With code BrownBagPod, you can get $10 off your purchase at SeatGeek. I'm sorry, it's 10% off, not $10 off. With Brown Bag Pod as your code, you go to SeatGeek.com.
Well, if it's a $100 ticket, it's $10.
Exactly.
Off.
Yes, that's what I meant. That's what
a
I meant
beer.
By that.
Food has
exactly.
A beer.
Exactly. Yes, we'll have the link in our bio in our YouTube channel. Click the link if you want to buy tickets to the Brown Bag Podcast live February 15th.
Oh, Brown Bag Valentine's,
which we are about to announce the special guest for right after this. Stay tuned. You can use the code BrownBagPod to get 10% off from your purchase at SeatGeek. All right.
Can you zoom into his beard while he's saying this?
Look, because while it's glistening, we know they're gonna be listening. You know what I'm saying? So look, BrownBagPod as your code on SeatGeek.
Glistening beard.
What?
Glizzy on your
glizzy.
Glizzy on your glizzy.
It's a glistening beard.
No, there's no glizzy. This is no glizzy zone.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
BrownBag 10.
BrownBagPod. 10.
Brown Bag Pod 10.
For a 10% discount on anything, whether you want to go see the Dodgers, the Lakers, or you're from Milwaukee, you want to go see the Bucks, or you're from Chicago, go see the Bulls.
Exactly.
Or the Dodgers and Lakers of podcasting us.
Woo!
Yes.
You want to go see, start to get tickets ready for the Dodgers. They're going to have the best team ever assembled this upcoming season.
The Avengers.
Brown Bag Pod to get 10% off all your tickets.
Yes. Which Dodger are you?
Me? Mm-hmm. Kike Hernandez,
100%. You're Kike.
Yes.
Okay.
See my dance moves?
Wait.
I think I'm Kike. Kike.
Which Dodger are you?
Have we even resigned them? We haven't.
Not yet.
Which Dodger are you?
Banda.
Ah, look, you're so. You really think you're Banda?
I want to be sometimes. I'm jealous of his attention.
You're Shohei, bro.
Because of my eyes?
No.
I don't know. I got small eyes.
No. People think you have the same eyes.
People think I'm Asian all the time. If that's the case, I could be Shohei Yamamoto.
The new
Rookie?
One.
The new
Rookie. Rookie. I'll be who's the first that plays for the Lakers?
Anthony Davis.
Rui. I'm all the Uis.
Okay.
Yamamori.
Okay, let's do this, you guys. We have our Brown Bag Valentine's February 15th.
Yes.
Yes.
I want to do, like, you know how people can take pictures?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's do the heart pictures at the show so people can take their own glamour shots there.
Yes.
That would be really cool.
That would be dope. I those photos are so viral, and people just everybody was like, "Damn, bro, Vic looks mad happy in the middle."
Oh, because we did a photo of in the middle.
Yeah, I felt great.
And your buddy photo was like. By the way, me and Letty were like following orders, and then Vic's just like, he's just like lost. He was basically in his own photo shoot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like my facial expression wasn't matching everybody's in the photo.
Yeah, because they're glamour shots, but you have to be serious. You have to be all chola.
Yeah.
Like
some, like you guys are serious, some I'm laughing, like, and then it's the opposite. Like I just, I couldn't get it together.
Yeah, couldn't get it together. But Brown Bag Valentine's show is going to be dope. We have, we locked in another special guest. But
do you want to sing it or do you want to say it?
Well, we have
we have our main special guest.
Yeah,
but we have other special guests. We have special, special guests.
Surprise guests.
You guys didn't tell me.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Who?
I'll text it in the group chat.
You didn't tell me.
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
We talked about it on the whole group chat.
Thanksgiving?
No, oh. Thanksgiving's not coming.
Oh. Okay, well, I want you to sing the special guest.
I'm gonna let Vic sing it.
Okay.
Check your text. He's going on before the main special guest. Remember?
Yeah.
No, you remember? That's gonna be dope.
And I'm still working on that other one.
Oh, we're still working on the other special guest. Are we close?
Yeah, we're this close. All right.
You guys, and our special guest is.
You got me lifted, shifted, feeling so gifted. But ooh, it's the ultimate feeling. You got me lifted, feeling so gifted. Sugar, how you get so fly.
Frankie J is coming to the Brown Bag Knowledge Time!
Yeah, Frankie J!
That was so good.
Thank you.
That was better than Frankie J.
No, it's not. It's not Frankie
Shout
J.
Shout out Frankie J,
Shout
J,
out Frankie
man.
J, man.
I love it because it's like Valentine's for real. Yes. People are either going to come with their couple or by themselves, but just feeling it. And I think what we all love is like that R&B vibes, and Frankie J is going to bring it, and it's going to be so great.
I'm excited I'm younger than like when he first coming up, and my sister and my family group chat gets like all the news before.
Yeah.
They kind of fucking be burning it out to their friend when they're not so fucking supposed to. So I stopped doing that. But they were like, "Who you having this year?" And I was like, "Frankie J." And one of my sisters was like, "Oh my God." I can't wait to fucking sing all the songs.
Exactly.
And then my sister and her close friends, she's like, "This fucking guest, you guys, it's gonna make you feel nostalgic." Which that's the word.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I don't even know what it means. I was like, "What the fuck does that mean?" Mm-hmm. Is that like,
it made like
reminiscing
back warm old feelings
back in
kinda.
The day?
Okay, yeah. So she's like, she and then all her friends, like, she kind of told all her group chat, but it's gonna be dope. Frankie J is gonna be
I'm so fucking excited, and I love that even that is like part of our brand for the live show. Like, who's your special guest? Like, we haven't announced nobody, we didn't mention anything about a special guest, and so for people to already be like, who is it? Who is it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the fact that we got somebody like Frankie J locked in. Is just super exciting. You know what I'm saying? Like, definitely grew up listening to his music as well. And everybody's going to know every lyric to the song.
Yeah, get ready. Like, if you get ready to sing, get ready to turn up, get ready to have fun. You might cry, we might cry. It's the thing. Just if you need a good cry and you need a good peda and you need a good, like, sing, you're going to love
and
our live
and
show.
I thought it was dope because it happened so naturally. Like, we talked.
Oh yeah,
he commented on a post and
and
I think we just talked about it and then we reached out. I think I like DM'd him and then management ended up getting together. And the point is, we ended up figuring it out behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And we locked in Frankie J. And what I like about him is that like some girl randomly texted me like, "Hey, is your show and Frankie J show the same day?" And I was like, and then I went to his page and he just announced like the cities he's gonna be in, and he added our show onto his link.
That's so cool.
So I thought that was fucking dope with Frankie J, you know what I'm saying? A legend, you know, definitely. And we've had MC Magic, we've had Little Rob.
Yeah.
And I think when it comes to that whole world, and just I think the generations, and like Frankie J is gonna be fucking amazing, and I'm excited. And then the artists that we have like
lined up
following Super along.
Secret special guests.
Everybody has just fallen together at the same time. Yeah. So it's been like
such
a domino effect. So I'm excited. Come see us and Frankie J at the Valentine's at the Brown Bag live show. I didn't realize how many of my homies are lonely. A lot of my friends bought two tickets,
but they're only going solo.
And they don't and they're trying to figure out what they should do. But it works perfect for us because the more tickets sell. But they're like, damn, I don't know who to invite, dog. I'm like, you could have came alone, like in my head, right? Yeah. But they're like, nah, fool, I just don't want to be the only fool walking without a girl.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And I'm like, and I'm like, and I'm like,
see now, in any other live show, you could probably come alone with your homies, but it's like a Valentine's show, also, so there's like an esteem to that. You exactly. Know what I'm
but I think we should encourage people to like buy your tickets, come alone. It's gonna be a vibe. Like, we are gonna have people meet there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a thing that you can definitely come and like find love. Like Letty said, it's not a live show; it's a love show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that. So that's gonna be a vibe. And I'm, what I'm more excited about is like the shit we talked about, like behind the scenes on what we're gonna do, and like, I don't know, that's gonna be fun as fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, you might find the love of your life.
Like, you might find like the love of your life waiting in line to take a glamour shot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's like a wide open move right there. It's like she's waiting with her friends, like, oh, I'll take the photo for you. Oh, wait, oh, can you take one of me? Oh, what's your Instagram? Oh, come on, man. Do I have to do it for you?
Or you may find the love of your life right here, because we're going to offer Duno up to the ladies.
Yeah, Duno is now up for grabs.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to scam on Duno? You might tongue wrestle with him.
Tongue wrestling on live, that was definitely 2023 me.
Mm-hmm.
2025 me wants to fuck on the live.
No, oh, don't say that.
Yeah!
Duno, bye, bye.
It's a couch.
164.
Episode 164. We love you guys. Get your tickets, please.
Yeah.
To the Brown Bag Valentine's show. I've been at the gym just so the lucky one gets a buff ass Duno. Just
when she's looking back at it, when she's
ready to fight anything. Nah, but yeah, I'm excited. Hey, we're all excited. It's amori y amistad.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say, right? Like for Valentine's. I'm excited. Brown Bag Valentine's show. Come get your tickets. Frankie J will be there. We will be there. And more special guests. So tell a friend to tell a friend.
Buy your tickets.
And we will see you there. Bio. Baby.